Sometimes on a Monday, you just need to spend some internet time watching the World Dog Surfing Championships, or at least hear about it. Laura Clivens of member station KQED takes us to Pacifica, California, which hosted the event.
The competitors arrive early and find a spot on the sand. There's a too cool golden doodle with a blue mohawk and sunglasses. An older guy coming out of retirement for one final ride, and last year's reigning champion, Abby Girl. Michael Wee is here with his surf dog prodigy, Abby. She's an Australian Kelpie.
This is Abby's board bag.
Her board is custom built for a dog. It's short and has a bright orange blaze down the bottom with her name on it. The 11-year-old has been doing this for most of her life. When we first rescued Abby from a shelter, she was an anxious dog. He'd take her to the beach to mellow her out and socialize her, and they'd swim.
One time we put her on a surfboard to rest, and she stood up on the board, and we thought, well, why don't we put it in a wave and see what happens, and she just rode it all the way in the shore.
In a tent nearby, Kihei gets into his wetsuit. The Chihuahua Dachshund mix is 15 years old. He's come out of retirement for this contest. One of his humans is Tina Musto.
So what's Kihei saying right now?
I need to go, right? I need to get going.
Competitive dog surfing is growing quickly, with contests in Hawaii, Florida, Texas, and even Australia. Dogs compete solo, just dog and board, or tandem, either with a human or with another dog. That last category, two dogs on one board, is particularly adorable. Sam Stahl is one of the judges who scores the rides.
Number one is stay on the board, and number two is looking happy. No one wants to see a dog terrified at the end of a
surfboard. Seems like not a good fit for that dog.
Exactly.
It's just minutes before the competition starts, and a huge crowd of people and their non-surfing animals have gathered on the foggy beach. Stahl has a guess why so many showed up.
There's a lot going on in the world, and a lot of things that have people kind of riled up, and I think it's important for some people to have something like this to look at and smile at, and I mean, nothing's more fun than watching dogs surf, honestly. It's great.
Heed one, report to the water. Heed one, report to the water.
The solo category is broken out by dog size. On the water, human owners paddle out their pooches and push. It's then up to the dog to ride the wave. Onlookers Paul Young and his son Kaleo spot old man Kihei in the small competition.
There's Kihei. Whoa, he's hanging
on. He's going sideways.
In the medium size heat, Marissa Place cheers on Abby, the Kelpie who's showing off.
She never falls off the board. It's amazing. The other dogs usually seem to fall at some point, but she hangs on. It's that low center of gravity, I think.
The crowd loses it when two solo surfing dogs collide and one hops onto the board of the other. Abby, the Australian Kelpie, makes it to the championship round. The finalists head out on the water, and in the background, I am not kidding, a whale breaches. After a push from her owner, Abby surfs maybe 20 feet. She lifts a front leg to balance and lands on the beach. The judges notice Abby's footwork.
Number one, top dog, Abby!
Abby's prize is a trophy. Her human gets a bottle of wine. For NPR News, I'm Laura Clivens in Pacifica, California.